Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to Armed Life. My name is Charles Latoy, and this is the discussion part of the program. And that means tonight we're talking about the struggles that pastors and church leaders go through. And this is such a peculiar as well as touchy subject in my personal life because of the reasons that I am in actual fact a full-time pastor. I'm full-time in a ministry working for the church. So what I can share this evening with regards to the struggles that pastors go through is something that I wholly share from the bottom of my heart. And and to a certain degree, this is sort of difficult not to get emotional when we talk about these things, eh? Firstly, pastors struggle with loneliness. Whenever I talk to other pastors and I tell them, like, listen, this is such a lonely job because I don't even know how to explain to you why it is lonely, but I can tell you that it is lonely. And other pastors would also tell me, like, yeah, it is. It is a lonely job. It's difficult to make friends because people don't want to be your friend for the fact of being a friend. They want to be your friend because you are a pastor. I feel that that's probably one of the main reasons. People want to be your friend because when they feel that when they are your friends, they will get some positions in church or they will be seen as a person of leadership or whatever the case might be. Now the next result is people tell me, okay, then make friends with other pastors. I do make friends with other pastors, and other pastors do make friends with other pastors as well. But you must realize that we want a sort of normal conversation. Now, whenever there's pastors around, we never have a normal conversation. What do I mean by a normal conversation? I don't have pastor friends with whom I can sit and say, like, listen, did you watch the rugby? Or have you been to that flea market over there? Because it's springtime again, the flea market's opening up. Or the farmers markets is worth going to, especially now in Pretoria being such a warm place so early in springtime, right? I don't have conversations with that. Like, whenever you have a pastor sitting around a braaivleis fire and having conversations, the conversation will almost always go to, what is your meaning or your understanding of justification by faith, or how do you communicate that? In other words, there's no place where you can have an authentic friendship and tell you, like, I'm tired of preaching, I'm tired of doing counseling. There's no shutdown switch, which is in actual fact the second struggle that I feel that pastors go through. Being involved in a ministry is a full-time job. And what I mean by full-time job is not that it's an 8-to-5. When people do need you, and they need you in moments of crisis, or they need you when they're struggling with anxiety or whatever the case might be, it's almost never in office hours. Meaning that during office hours, I need to do a sort of office type of job. That's where you do the admin of the church and you do sort of maintenance if there is some maintenance that needs to be done to the buildings and electricity and those types of stuff. Mow the lawn, wash the tiles, wash the floors and vacuum the place. That's what we do during those times. And then later at night, when you want to switch off, as everybody does, because at 5 at night, we all want to switch off and go home. That's in actual fact when your counseling session starts. Or that's when you do home visits, and that's when you go to people. That is the so we don't have a shutdown switch, right? So that is the second thing. The third thing that I see is the biggest struggle that we do have is that we are working with emotions. I had a friend that taught me once. He said, you know what? Most people work for rand and cent, and pastors work for sentiment. We work with emotions. And whenever people call upon you, they call upon you in a difficult situation that is completely emotionally laden. And you need to figure out a way to be emotionally involved without becoming emotionally drained by these situations. What do I mean by that? I am in the very fortunate position to have ministered to families three families in 3 weeks going to through funerals. Now, I don't know if other pastors can do this, but I can't. I can't switch off my emotions at a funeral, right? So when the people are sitting there and they want you to bring this message of hope, they are all crying. And you sort of can feel the emotions in the air, and that makes it very, very difficult not to be caught up in it. Nobody walks into a funeral joyous and happily because everybody else doesn't feel that way, right? So that's the one thing. Then people phone you because they caught their teenage daughter sleeping around, right? So you need to address that. Another family phoning me late at night, middle of the night, because their daughter is having, I don't know how to put this in a polite way, but they're having psychotic outbursts, shouting, screaming, running down the street, those type of things. Nothing that a pastor can actually do about it. You need a more clinical psychologist, but they phone you, in other words, for that. I've got people phoning me because they are hungry and they don't have food and they've got a job, but the job just does not pay enough. In all essence, it feels like absolutely everything that you do in the ministry, even though we're winning souls for Christ and we are very excited about it, it feels like a whole lot of effort with not a lot of return on investment. I want to end off with a short little story. I've got a friend that builds this most beautiful, beautiful houses here in Mossel Bay. And every December, he's got the opportunity to take his family to one of those houses and show them. I've had late nights and early mornings because I completed this beautiful house, which is in the market for like, I don't know, some of them sell for like 25 million. It's this stupendous amount. But he can show his family that. I've got another friend that's building a shopping mall now. So he can take his family to the shopping mall and say, the reason you're going into the shopping mall is I had those early mornings and late nights. That's where I worked. I've got nothing. No pastor, no minister, no reverend, whatever you want to call us, no church leader. It's got somewhere that they can take their children and say, that's why I've been absent. That's why I seem stressed and overworked, is to build this or to recreate that. We don't have things like that. And that, to a certain degree, I think, is what we as church leaders and pastors find very exhausting.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.